and drug abuse. And so in that regard, we have gang-related issues here. Some of them are Hispanic gangs, not all, okay? Mm-hmm. And so how do you, as a county commissioner, look at those myriad of public safety issues?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have multiple things happening at the same time. I think one thing that we continue to struggle with is having Portland impose law. Great example. And there's no question that people have come to Oregon to do drugs,
to
do illegal drugs.
And they tell us that in interviews with the media.
Absolutely. There's no question. That is happening. That has happened. And so I think, you know, folks in the Latino community, they're suffering just like everybody else in Marion County with people that they don't know showing up in their neighborhoods, doing drugs, leaving their garbage on the streets, you know, frankly, making their kids afraid of walking down the street safely. And so I think that's something that you know, we all have to work together to address, and basically we have to send a really strong message. And we have been sending a strong message of, you know, you may want to do this in Portland.
It's not going to work here
in Marion County.
So that's so important. And Representative Deal, who just spoke, has made it very clear in his public comments. And the reason he voted no against House Bill 4002, which supposedly is the Measure 110 rewrite, is that he makes this point, is that in some counties, it may work because the county leadership is going to find a way to make it work, okay?
Sure.
They're going to develop that tough love kind of attitude. And he said in other counties, it's not going to work because it is set up to not work. It's set up to fail, in his opinion.
Sure.
So as you've looked at it, what are you guys preparing to do? I know the law just got passed, and so you're trying to figure out, all right, so how do we work within the boundaries of this law? Where do you think you, as a county commissioner and your contemporaries, what can you do that's going to be different than what other places are going to do?
Well, I think what makes Marion County different is we're home to all the state institutions.
Right.
So we just have a long history of understanding what public safety means and what it means, like, when you have lots of people involved in the criminal justice system in your community.
Yeah.
And fundamentally what it means is that you can't be naive about it.
Right.
And you can't have a system where you pretend like people don't commit crimes.
Right.
You can't have a system where you pretend like everybody who's coming out of prison or coming out of jail is reformed and is never going to commit a crime again. Like, you just can't be naive about this, right? And I think the other thing is you have to have accountability at every step of the process. And that's what we've been screaming to high heaven about. But I'd also say that's part of why we're in a little bit of a better position with 4002 than some of the other counties. And the reason is because we've run a law enforcement assisted diversion program for over a decade. And our program really got hurt when they legalized the drugs because our program was based on an accountability model which said, you know, we don't want to put you in jail. We don't want to put you in prison just because you're doing drugs. What we want is we want you to go into treatment, we want you to get a job, and we want you to stop doing drugs. That's what we want. But if you don't do those things, we're willing to put you in jail.
Yeah, right.
We will do that.
Right.
And we're not going to apologize about that. We're not going to say you don't belong there. We're going to say, you know, in our community, we expect, like I said up there earlier, that a 10-year-old girl, my daughter, should be able to walk down the street in safety.
Yes. Yes.
And that means that if somebody is outside of their mind because they're on drugs and they're endangering her safety, that person needs to be taken to a place where they're safe and where my 11-year-old daughter is safe. Right?
Absolutely.
Have a situation where we just accept people running around, whether it's in their right mind or not in their right mind, endangering the safety of others. Not acceptable.
That's not.
So I think we're, because we have that history and that infrastructure, we are going to be able to kind of run right out of the gate.
Right.
But I will say, you know, we've also have been around the state long enough to know that they don't always keep their promises. So when that bill was passing, I remember they came to us and said, we want you to sign this letter that basically says you're going to agree to do this program when we pass this bill. And I said, no, I'm not going to sign that letter. What I'll sign is I'll sign a letter that says I might do your program if you don't break our current public safety system. And I'll take a look at it when you pass it and I'll decide whether or not we're going to engage in it. Right. And there are some people that were mad about that. But I think that's what puts us in a little bit of a better position is we know how the state does its job. We know that sometimes it doesn't keep its promises. And we also know how important it is to make sure that accountability is there for criminal behavior at every step of the process.
Absolutely. If not, the word gets out there on the street.
100%.
You can come here and you can do whatever you want. You can commit all the crimes and nothing's going to happen
100%.
To you. 100%. We cannot allow that.
Nope.
That's absolutely. Colm, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll get this on the air and I really appreciate it. That's the right attitude and the right direction. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
So Colm Wildes, Marion County Commissioner, and friends, we'll be right back.